This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Christine Wong, and with the KLCI update is
Arvind Yuvraj, and it is up by 0.24% at 1,604 points. Active stocks are Ucrest Berhad, Key ASIC Berhad, and Sensoft Holdings. The ringgit is at 4.11 against the US dollar, 3.20 against the Aussie dollar, and 3.10 against the Sing dollar.
Right, so thank you for that. And our question for you today is, when should children start having personal tech devices, so phones, laptops, tablets, and why? You can get in touch with us about that. Twitter, Instagram, at BFM Radio, and WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. I have a response here on Instagram. It says, learn the value of delayed gratification. Learn to share. Don't want them to be glued to screens. Fair enough. And generally speaking, our poll still is averagely at as late as possible on the little slider poll.
The poll over on Twitter is at 8.6% for from the start, 40% from when they start school, 41.7% as late as possible, 9.7% for when they're adults. Aslan says, kids nowadays no longer consume Saturday morning cartoons. Unsupervised, my kids will binge on YouTube Kids. With supervision, it'll be Nat Geo Kids. Esther says, bad for their eyes. They get addicted, less social interaction with people around, less active physical lifestyles. And John Ong says, it's not just about what age one starts social media, but also the environment we grew up in. I mean, many of us adults today started in our 20s, but we are still not able to control our consumption and sometimes obsession.
That is a very good point. Very interesting. Anything on WhatsApp?
Nothing on WhatsApp yet.
Nothing on WhatsApp. All right. Hit us with that story too.
So this is about how migrant workers or migrant worker employers must get them vaccine registered. So they have to do it on their behalf. And this comes courtesy of the Star. So according to Khairi Jamaluddin, those employing migrant workers will be responsible for getting them registered for vaccination. The National COVID-19 Immunization Program Coordinating Minister, KJ, said that employers must get their workers registered regardless of whether they had proper documentation, lapse documentation, or were undocumented. So I think this came because of a lot of concerns coming from the workers themselves and also from some employers. So there's a whole segment that is sort of quote-unquote unseen, you know, or however you want to call it. So for the registration of refugees, Khairi said that his ministry would be working with the Home Ministry, saying that migrant workers in factories and various industries will be vaccinated in phase three and during the economic sector phase, which will probably start in June when we have enough vaccine supply. So for refugees who carry the United Nations High Commissioner of Refugees or the UNHCR cards, we will work with the United Nations to vaccinate them. This will take place during phase three as well. When he was asked about what the government would do to increase confidence among refugees and migrant workers that there would not be any repercussions if they came forward to be vaccinated, Khairi basically said that the authorities will have to prove this with their actions. So he says, I think one key step towards increasing confidence among refugees is the demonstration effect. Once they start working with NGOs and UNHCR to vaccinate refugees, they will see that they can come forward to be vaccinated without facing any consequences. Khairi, who is also the Science, Technology and Innovation Minister, gave migrant workers the assurance that the government would not arrest anyone who came forward to be vaccinated. Also mentioning that spouses or those with dependents who are eligible under phase two could call the vaccine registration hotline and have the same appointment slots if they registered separately. But for the ones who registered separately, for instance, through their respective My Sejahtera app, there is a possibility they will have different appointment slots. So if anyone has registered separately for their dependents and they have received different vaccination appointments, they can call the hotline, which is 1-800-888-828. Again, that's 1-800-888-828.
I really like this. I think, you know, it's important that this had to be clarified for both the workers and also the employers as well. And I think it's good that they are clarifying, you know, there's no consequences, like you won't be arrested, you won't be anything like mm-hmm. that, even if your, let's say your papers are not in order, anything like that, that you will still be safe and you deserve to get the vaccine just the same as anyone else.
Yeah, yeah. I also like that sort of demonstration is out in the open.
Yes.
Because obviously that's a big concern, that's going to be a big concern.
Yeah.
But in the effort to sort of vaccinate everyone, especially those like in vulnerable situations mm-hmm. or in vulnerable segments, mm-hmm. It is, I think, useful to clarify this and make it louder and louder until people go like, okay, there is no danger if they come forward.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's going to take a lot more than this. You're going to have to constantly push that narrative and yeah. constantly you
and
know,
show
push
examples.
That messaging. Examples and
yeah.
stuff. But yeah, like you said, it's a good step.
Definitely, definitely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it is time for a bit of music right now. After the break, we will have a little update on Microsoft Malaysia's massive upskilling project. But for now, we do have that question for you. When should children start having personal tech devices, phones, laptops, tablets, and why? Let us know on Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio and also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Right now on Twitter, it does seem to be a very close race between when they start school and as late as possible mm-hmm. at the moment, I believe. So that's going to be interesting to see if the numbers shift at all after we come back. But for now, I Was Made to Love Her by Stevie Wonder on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to BFM.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.